I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The sentiment that some laws need to change in the name of religious freedom isn't a new one. But when change doesn't happen, what can we do? Many people rightly turn to encouragement and pray. That's the big theme today for our first two stories taking place in Pakistan. Also, we'll share a story from the deaf community that shows when disagreements arise, so does the potential to learn something new. This is Mission Network News, and earlier this week, reports surfaced saying that a Senate committee in Pakistan wanted to examine the blasphemy law and perhaps add checks and balances so the law is less abused. The blasphemy law has led to the imprisonment of many Pakistani Christians and religious minorities. Anyone who's accused of insulting Islam faces punishment or even a death sentence. But since word got out about re-examining the blasphemy law, Brother Ray with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says Pakistan's Minister for Religious Affairs released a statement refuting this rumor.
He says they've turned down all the news regarding the change in the blasphemy law. Various news agencies had been circulating on social media and news reports that were released that the government is likely to change the existing blasphemy law. Sardar said, "We have no plan to diversify or modify the blasphemy law."
Voice of the Martyrs Canada works with believers in Pakistan, and they need your prayers.
Pray for those frontline workers who are literally laying down their lives. I have met many of them who have been imprisoned, but yet they still continue to spread the gospel because they have such a larger vision of the kingdom than just this earth.
Our next story also comes from Pakistan, one of the most difficult places to be a Christian. Pakistani Christians face extreme persecution and few Christian resources. However, FMI recently held conferences in Pakistan to help train pastors and church leaders while also encouraging them. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
Well, conferences like this are such a rare event in a Muslim-dominant country. So it's a great opportunity just to be encouraged for a church planter to connect with other church planters from across Pakistan. You know, swap stories, share testimonies, pray with each other.
The conference theme, family life.
Our theme verse came from Deuteronomy in chapter 6, verses 5 through 7, that talk about discipleship. The primary place that that's supposed to happen is in the home, that the parents are raising disciples. And we're also able to do some discipleship training and evangelism, and how the family is the lighthouse or the beacon for the rest of the community.
And please pray for the encouragement of Pakistani Christians as well as for their ministries, and find out how you can come alongside these churches at missionnews.org. Our last story is about a people group whose language you'll never hear. We're talking about the deaf. And Door International spokesman Rob Myers says deaf translators in Kenya just finished a set of passages from Philippians.
They wanted to bring these scriptures into the community to get community feedback. Whenever you're doing Bible translation, it's very critical that that translation doesn't just happen in a bubble, but that the entire community has opportunity for involvement.
While two deaf churches agreed to help Door's translation team hold the community test, the church leaders couldn't agree on anything.
God had planned for this to happen. It turned out that the passage that they were bringing was exactly on reconciliation. Philippians 4, verses 2 and 3 talk about two women that Paul was encouraging to agree in the Lord, and they saw the scripture translated in their heart language for the first time, and they began to digest it, and they went away, and reconciliation began to happen, and God began to bring these two churches back together.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens, and you can look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.